The prolific French filmmaker Alain René died over the weekend at the age of 91. René's films captured international awards for over seven decades, and as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, he was making movies right up to the very end.
Alain René cemented his reputation as a filmmaker with the 1959 classic Hiroshima Mon Amour, made with author Marguerite Duras as scriptwriter.
C'était mon premier amour!
The story is of a love affair between a French woman and a Japanese architect, but it's about the difficulty of discussing a tragedy like Hiroshima. In a tribute, French President François Hollande said René constantly broke codes, rules, and trends while appealing to a vast audience. The French have always loved René, says Rebecca Bright, who teaches American cinema in Paris and heads the city's oldest English-language film discussion group.
The French just absolutely adore their left-bank intellectuals, and he definitely belonged almost more to that movement than to the New Wave.
René was often associated with such New Wave directors as Jean-Luc Godard and François Truffaut, though he was a little older and his approach was different. Bright says there was another reason René was so popular in France.
Particularly in later years, especially from the 1980s, he worked a lot with kind of a stable of actors, his troupe of actors, who were some of the most beloved film actors in France.
Actors like Pierre Arditi and André Dussolier. One of René's biggest hits was the kitschy 1980 comedy On connaît la chanson, translated as The Same Old Song, which featured the actors bursting into pop tunes to express their angst. René got his start in a far more serious vein, documentaries. The 1955 Night and Fog is still described as one of the best films on the Holocaust. René won a Lifetime Achievement Award at Cannes, a Lion d'Or at Venice, and just this year, a prize at the Berlin Film Festival for his latest movie, Aimer, Boire, Chanter, based on Alan Ayckbourn's play, The Life of Riley. Alain René's final film will be released in France later this month. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.